How to Overcome the Hate of This World in Your Life by Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. While I was listening to the radio, an advertisement came on, advertising softener and encouraging people to go to the website. I hate my softener. I found the word hate being used with softener a little crazy but humorous. Nevertheless, I am not surprised when we live in such a hate-filled world. Because of so much hate in our world today, there is even a website for people to go to who hate their softener. The advertisement may seem a bit humorous, but the reality is we are in dangerous times. Hate is coming from everywhere. People demanding their rights, or they will destroy anything in their path. Jesus warned, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Matthew 24, verse 12. Hate is even on the news broadcast. News is no longer news anymore. The news is filled with so much hate, filled with accusers. It is so bad I have had to turn it off. We see hate toward God and anyone who tries to live God's way. It is hate toward leadership, which is the opposite of what God commands us to do. I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2. Sadly, humankind has become lovers of themselves. Paul warned Timothy, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. The spirit all comes from the deceiver, Satan. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6, verse 12. So what is Satan's personality? The Bible describes Satan in three ways. Number one, the temper. Matthew 4, verse 3. Number two, the accuser of the brethren. Revelation 12, verse 10. Number three, the father of lies. John 8, verse 44. Satan's forces are at work attempting to pollute our minds with lies and hatred to keep us from walking in the truth. How do we escape that hate-filled attitude of Satan? Number one, stop watching and listening to hate-filled programs. As I stated earlier, I have had to stop watching the news because I know that the spirit is one of hate for the most part. Ask yourself, do they practice truthfulness by getting the facts first and going to that person in private first, as God commanded us to do? Does the program produce good fruit? Paul listed the fruit of God's Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Living this passage daily eliminates hatred. Number two, look for the best in others and treat others the way you would like to be treated. Look outwardly instead of inwardly. Giving to others takes away hate. It gives you a completely different spirit. Audrey Hepburn once said, "For beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. For beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. And for poise, walk with the knowledge that you are never alone." This kind of attitude eliminates hatred. Number 3. Ask God for peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14, verse 27. Isaiah the prophet wrote, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." Isaiah 26, verse 3. We know that the world does not give us peace, but God will if we ask Him and keep our minds on Him. Peace eliminates hatred. Number 4. Guard your mind against negativity in your thinking. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9. Positive thinking eliminates hatred. Number 5. Be thankful. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Romans 1, verse 21. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure. Children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Philippians 2, verses 14 through 15. Being thankful is actually good for your health. Being thankful eliminates hatred. It is okay to dislike your softener. However, the word hate has become a favorite word used these days that defines the state of the world. A world filled with so much hate that it has become a dangerous place to live. We know what Satan is like. We also know how we feel when we are caught up in Satan's vile hatred. To fight the spirit of Satan, we must be close to God. Pray to God for His Holy Spirit to be stirred up within us. Pray that God will give us a completely different heart, a spirit of peace, which is opposite of hate. Always ask yourself, is this of God or of Satan? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.